This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, it's time to do All Creatures Great and Small with Serena Faber-Nelson, and MasterChef may have ended, but cooks across the nation are now gearing up for next Monday, August 15th, when the RSPCA launches their annual event, Cupcake Day. So it sounds like fun. Cupcakes has to be good, but Serena, what exactly is Cupcake Day?
Morning, Katrina. Well, it does sound like fun. I think if you involve cupcakes and an animal cause, I'm there.
Yeah.
But RSPCA Cupcake Day, a great initiative by the RSPCA to raise funds to assist in the care and protection of animals across Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The idea behind it is everyday Australians whip up a batch of cupcakes and bring them into their workplaces, schools and social groups with the aim that their cupcakes will be exchanged for donations towards the RSPCA.
Okay.
It's a great idea. Across Australia, all these people get to enjoy yummy morning teas or afternoon snacks, and at the same time, their donations go towards supporting the RSPCA.
I do love a good cupcake, Serena. So for everyone who ends up donating, where does the money go?
Well, almost everyone has heard of the RSPCA, but their initiatives go far beyond what most people actually hear about.
Okay.
Their name stands for the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and they're involved in this on almost every level. On a day-to-day level, RSPCA officers enforce existing animal cruelty laws, protecting animals that find themselves in harmful conditions such as pets not being cared for correctly or reported case of animal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
They also then look after the fostering, rehabilitation and rehoming process for these animals, which is great. But on top of this, the RSPCA plays an active national role in education campaigns for widespread issues affecting animals in Australia. For example, RSPCA veterinary experts played a major role in uncovering the recent atrocities of Australian cattle being abused in Indonesian slaughterhouses. So they have an accreditation system also to help people choose animal-friendly products such as free-range eggs. So overall, their influence and efforts are pretty wide-ranging. But because they are a charity, they need support from the community to be able to keep going.
Yeah, so it sounds like they're doing quite a lot of different things then.
Oh, yeah, and they're also involved in programs that receive very little attention. For example, one of my favourite programs that the RSPCA does is the Pets for Older Persons program. This involves supporting pet owners 65 years or older who require assistance with their pet care. I love the idea of programs like this because for elderly people, they are often so close to their pets, but often due to medical conditions or circumstances outside their control, they really need that extra helping hand.
Yeah, that's a great. I've never heard of this. It's a great idea, isn't it? Just to have someone come around and wash the dog or walk the dog or something like that. Yeah,
exactly. And so RSPCA Cupcake Day is all about raising funds for programs like this that people may not know about, but this way they continue to help the community.
Mm.
And last year, Cupcake Day raised $1.1 million, and this year their aim is to raise $3 million.
Well, that's a big jump, isn't it? $1 million to $3 million.
They're aiming high.
Yes. So how can people get involved in Cupcake Day?
It's really easy, Katrina. All you have to do is go online and register to be a cupcake cook. And then on the 15th of August, whip up some cupcakes or morning tea. If cupcakes aren't your thing, you can try other things.
Mm.
And share it around with your family, friends or colleagues, asking them to donate. If you're not too sure of your baking abilities, try your hand at being a cupcake eater.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's a good option for a lot of people. By donating to someone, you know that you're still taking part.
Yeah.
So there are even online donation options for those who aren't lucky enough to be there for a cupcake party. And it only takes a few minutes to register, and it's helping a charity that definitely deserves our support.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'd be plenty of people around here who'd be happy to eat the cupcakes if I made them.
You just got to find that person to make them.
That's right. Maybe Kaylee could do it for me, my daughter. Okay, so to register and find out more info, what's the website?
Well, to get involved, you can head to www.rspcacupcakeday.com. www.cupcakes.com.au.
Okay, thank you, Serena.
Thank you.
Enjoy your cupcakes.
Will do. You too.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.